What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Good Monday morning, kicking things off with the beautiful voice of Jennifer Serretta, as I always do. She is Stevie of An Evening with Stevie, and her husband, Dave, the drums you hear on that song, he is like the mastermind behind it all. Getting ready for two great festivals coming up, as a matter of fact. Country Fest, which is happening May 18th from 3 until 8 at the Farm in Bloomsburg. And then Farm Fest 3 also happening there August 9th and 10th. Now, he contacted me yesterday while I was in Kutztown, and he told me a major announcement about a headliner for Farm Fest 3, and I want to play some music. And this is a headliner, local person, but a headliner nonetheless that will be there, and I will be playing music from that man a little bit later on this afternoon and some other Farm Fest music for you. I said you made my job easy because it was a pretty busy weekend for me, and sometimes when I'm searching for the local music to play, it's not so easy. You know, I'm like, who should I play? Who's playing where? What's coming up? You know, and with that one phone call that he made yesterday, I was like, oh, well, this is easy. I'll just feature some music from your festivals coming up, and I'm covered. So thanks, Dave Serretta, down there in the Bloomsburg area again. And keep an eye out for An Evening with Stevie. There's quite a few shows planned as you head into the summer. Not a lot, but, and you're going to want to know when you hear about the one near you or not too far away, you're going to want to go to it because they don't play all that often. They just play a few times a year. It is the Nikki Stone Show. The number to call, 570-883-0098, if you want to check in. I did mention I was in Kutztown. I'm going to do a quick road rage, and then my guest is in the studio, and she doesn't really feel good. We're going to talk. There's an election coming up tomorrow. So we have... Thanks, Jake. What's your official title?
I'm just a member of the board. Member, I guess I'm the vice chair now.
So. She's the most vocal person on the election board on a regular basis. So she's going to explain to us tomorrow's election and what you are allowed to go out and vote for and how you're registered and some other questions you might have. So 570-883-0098. But I went to Kutztown, right? And I took 80 yesterday. Nothing. This is road rage. Wow, do we live in a third world country? People drive 80 every day? Are you kidding? No wonder they do so much work on 80. It was like, I didn't even feel safe to do 55, let alone the posted, 65, 70 mile an hour speed limit? It looks like a road from like 1960, and like they haven't fixed it since then.
Yeah, it's pretty bad out there.
It's not me, right?
No, it's not.
If you think 81's bad... And you never, ever have to take 80. Just take 80 once, and 81 will look like a breeze.
Yeah.
It will look problem-free. That we should be ashamed of ourselves. In the state of Pennsylvania, with the taxes that we pay and how many ways that we pay taxes, that we're not demanding that they have proof that they're actually using these dollars to benefit the people of the state, including having decent roads to drive upon.
Exactly.
You raise the speed limits and then don't fix the roads, which can become a hazard, is absolutely gut-wrenching. Like, what are you doing with my money? Unbelievable. All right, second note of road rage for the day. Why the hell, and who the hell do you think you are, I think I need to say, at this very moment? So last night coming back, I stopped to see my family, and then my niece asked me to go talk to her. So I had to go to Berwick from Hazleton. I took the Nescopec Mountain. The speed limit going up the mountain is 45 as you're heading up the mountain.
Yeah.
All right. There's a line of traffic. I'm going between 50 and 60. All right. So even if the speed limit was 55, I was still going, I'm going to say, closer to 60. All right. Up the mountain, dark at night, area where deer are known to jump out in front of you, where, you know, your visibility ahead of you. And when you have headlights up your rear, it makes it even harder to see. But from four cars back, I see this gray van that might want to be an SUV type of thing. Mm-hmm. Passing. Everybody going up the hill. Now, maybe he had a carburetor problem on that. I don't know, because sometimes, and he had to keep it floored. Otherwise, he wasn't making it up the hill. I don't know what his problem was, but it's a no passing zone. He goes around. Now, going uphill, so you don't know if somebody's going to be coming downhill any minute because you can't see on the other side of the hill.
Right.
Comes alongside the car behind me and starts beeping as he starts to try to come in to cut into me. Gets in front of me and then puts on his brakes as if he thought I was braking all the way up the hill. And I wasn't. I was going up the hill, steady,
braking.
There might have been people behind us that might have been hitting their brakes a little because, you know, they can and you shouldn't be. You're still going over the speed limit. There's still an area where there's a lot of deer. And just to make a left on this little, I almost followed him because I wanted to ask him, who are you? Why are you special? There's no hospital on the turn that you were making, or did, or maybe one of your friends, and I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be mean, but maybe their meth lab blew up. I don't know. I don't know, but you don't do that.
Right.
What is wrong with people today?
I don't know.
Why does everybody think I'm the only one and I have to be first, and this is, and you're bothering me because you're doing the speed limit or better? Because it's not like the 89 million miles an hour I wanted to drive because I'm special and I'm. You're the people who cause accidents, and by the grace of God, you didn't. By the grace of God, you had me as the car there that didn't decide to race you any further up the mountain because I have a great regard for other people's lives, and I was worried that somebody was going to be coming in the other direction and the vehicles behind me. Disgusting. We live in a disgusting, disgusting world anymore. I could tell you more stories from the weekend, but I'm going to bite my tongue.
Really,
I am, but I did meet some great people over the weekend. Dustin and Jan, and I didn't bring their card in with me. They do the mushroom stuff, like the mushroom, not the psychedelic mushrooms. The other fungi that is known to have great,
like lion's mane.
Yeah, lion's
stuff
mane.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Turkey tail.
Yeah.
That stuff. And they do extracts.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Actually, she contacted me about the fall festival. So
I am,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I am going to have them on the air to explain some of these things and what they can be helpful with. It's not like you can do this stuff along with any medicine that you are doing. That's the nice thing about the fungi, you know, that you could do it in. You could ask your doctor about them, but they're not going to like interfere with medicine for the most part, from what I understand. But they can explain all that, and it's pretty interesting stuff that maybe we don't talk about in the year 2024 enough. But they were great people that I saw. I also saw my friend Desiree from Nanny Coke out. It was good to see her. And I don't know who else I saw this weekend because I'm just after, you know, I didn't get home until after midnight because I had to sit and talk to my niece and calm her down a little bit about certain things, you know. 570-883-0098.
The mushroom people, they are called CM Squared.
Yeah, there you go. CM Squared.
Cove Mountain Mycology.
It's pretty interesting how they do the whole process, too. Yeah. It really is. All right. 570-883-0098. It is the Nikki Stone Show. And I have Alyssa Fazzaro in the studio. Tomorrow is primary election day, April 23rd.
Yep.
Yep. which was moved up because of why again? Can you remember why they moved it from May?
No, it's the same time that it's always all the presidential elections are always in April.
Oh, are they?
What they were trying to do was to make it. They were trying to make it a different date, but they didn't. Both of them failed. There was one House bill and one Senate bill, and both of them failed.
But don't you wish that they would kind of make it across the country for a presidential election more
primary,
on the same date? Because I really do. I mean, I'm okay with who we have right now because there was nobody really much better. But I still feel like we have no choice.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes down to the other ticket, their choice has just been totally what I would write in Mickey Mouse, though, if I was still registered on another ticket. I would write it. Not Mickey Mouse. Who would be better?
For DA, we get a lot of Al Capone a lot.
Yeah, well, Al Capone probably would be better on the other ticket, too.
Al Capone's the write-in for
DA.
DA a lot.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, who Mighty Mouse would be better than Mickey Mouse in 2024? But, any underdog. I would write in underdog on the other ticket tomorrow. If you are registered on the other ticket, underdog for president all the way. Much better choice. Seriously. Lord, cabinet guy checking in. I deal with those same drivers on 115 all the time. The majority are out-of-state plates. This was an in-state plate, but I'm going to bet on the meth lab he had to get a delivery.
115 really stinks. That's like a hard one to deal with.
It is. Well, what do you think the worst roads to drive on with other drivers? Worst roads in Northeast PA to drive on, not according to the condition of the road, but according to the people driving on the road. Because condition of roads, we can go, that'll take 5 shows for the next 25 weeks, at least.
If I had to guess, I would say 80 or 81.
Major roads, but I'm saying drivers.
Oh.
And really 80
and 80. Drivers?
Yeah, drivers.
Who drivers, are the worst drivers? New Jersey. No, hands down.
Boy, she doesn't feel good today. She's not following me.
No, I'm
I meant, which roads are we driving on that have the worst people driving on them?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? That's hard. That's hard to narrow down. It depends on what day of the week it is. All right, we'll talk to Alyssa Fazero from the election board more coming up, and we're going to discuss why independent voters can vote in Luzerne County this election.
Yes.
In primary election, they usually feel like they're out. Can't do it, but you can. We'll be right back. The Nikki Stone Show brought to you by the good folks at Campus Jewelers in Luzerne. Mama's Day's coming up very shortly here. It's coming by quicker and quicker. You need something for mom, I assure you, they have something at Campus Jewelers for you. And I also believe that if you are having trouble figuring out how you're going to get something for mom because times are tough and you don't know where your tax dollars are going or anything like that, Campus Jewelers can help you.
She's one of my favorite people.
Patty, she's one of the nicest
really
people.
Is.
Yes, she is. Yeah. But Campus Jewelers can help you with your financial needs as well. Check them out online, campusjewelers.com. And he did. Oh, sorry, that was bad.
That was a bad
joke. And I'm not sure it was for you at all. It was for a doctor who kind of gave him the wrong, let him overdose himself. What a sad story for a great talent. Yeah. Disgusting what happened. He was born June 7th of 1958. Prince, I'm talking about. Prince Rogers Nelson passed away April 21st of 2016. Yesterday would have been the anniversary of his death. And I was... Now, let me see if I can find what I saw earlier about him. I thought this was kind of neat.
I have a conspiracy theory on him.
That he's still alive but in hiding? Why?
I don't know.
Is he Elvis? Is he hanging out with Elvis and Jim Morrison?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's where rock and roll heaven is, on top of some mountain in Africa, I believe.
Exactly. You know,
that's rock and roll heaven.
I'm just kidding.
None of them are really dead. You know? And... Prince and Elvis were over the 27 when they passed away. At least we had them that long.
Yeah, they're not part of the club.
You know, both of them, though, it's kind of similar because of their situations with being medicated by doctors.
Yeah.
And
Michael Jackson, too.
Michael Jackson, part of that as well. You know, at least, you know, Jim Morrison was self-medicating, because we know that never turns out right. But if it's as directed because a doctor says it's okay, well, that's different.
Who gave it to him?
You know? You know? Lord. You have to, sometimes I just roll my eyes and I go on with my life. But this was about, like, when you look up his story, it includes his faith in God,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was pretty interesting. Now, he did, everybody's so, but Prince was a Jehovah's Witness. Prince wasn't always a Jehovah's Witness. He did not become a Jehovah's Witness until 2005. And I don't know what research he did or what happened that got him there. But I think the one thing that needs to be noted is, even though we listen to this crazy music by him, first of all, when they talk about backwards messages in his music.
Yeah.
His backwards messages weren't satanic. They were actually faith-based backwards meditation.
Right.
So he purposely, I believe, took the idea of what they were saying others were doing for evil. He was trying in his maybe twisted little way.
To make it for good.
To make it for good.
Yeah.
So that's very a notable, odd thing.
Interesting thought.
An interesting thought. Just something to think about. I'm just putting it out there. They said he was an observant religious person from childhood and throughout his life. An abiding love of God and Jesus were reoccurring themes in his work, including that one that we just played. Often, though, however, this is where it gets twisted with him, intertwined with sexuality.
Yeah.
That's where his downfall may have sort of been, as far as the religious stuff goes.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a downfall, because, you know, who are we to judge? So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know.
I don't have a copy of this, though. They say, is there a complete version of him reciting the Lord's Prayer featured on the full length of his hit Controversy? I don't remember.
I don't know.
That wasn't a.
I don't know, but Darling Nikki is a little racy.
He did say. Now it says in what I have picked up on him, in his 1984 track Darling Nikki, while dealing with explicit subject matter involving an encounter with a sex worker, it contained. And you know, listen, Prince, why did you have to do that song in 1984? I graduated in 1987. Do you know how many times I heard people say, and I spell Nikki the same way. Like, why did you do that to me?
Right.
At any rate, when you play that backwards, it says, hello, how are you? Fine, because I know the Lord is coming soon. Now, this is often thought to have been an ironic response to the satanic backmasking, but some people also might have said that, well, because he put it on a song like Darling Nikki, that maybe it was satanic in its own right.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Thank God I'm not God.
It was, right? Because he's the one. Right?
Yeah. Like, I think of stuff like that.
And
all
we
the
are
time
not to
I'm
judge
thinking.
People's motives. That's the other thing.
I'm
whoa.
Like, I just look at when people are like, well, what do you think of this? I'm like, well, thank God I'm not God. I don't have to think about it. I'll just ignore it.
That's not mine.
You know, yeah.
But if I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end, says the Lord, he already knows about it and he's already dealt it.
Yeah.
Prince, though, he did become a Jehovah's Witness. It was in 2001 as a result of his friendship with bassist Larry Graham. He did not consider it a conversion, but a realization, is what is said. So, all right, 570-883-0098. Somebody said Prince was I said that. He showed up at your door, did he really? Come on, you got to call in. If you were
he
living.
He showed at my door. That's awesome.
Could you imagine? Did he do that stuff?
I'll never forget. There was a guy I used to sell insurance, and I had an appointment with this one guy.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I pull up in his driveway and he says to me, you Jehovah's Witness? Mm-mm. And I said, no, are you? And he says, no. I said, I guess we're safe then.
They do, but you know what? And here's the thing with that whole, and people, I know people have what they say about Jehovah's Witnesses, and there's, and we don't know too. Again, this is,
well,
we are not God.
Part of their belief is to preach.
And we are not God. And it's part of, it should,
yeah.
It's actually the
I'm
discipleship.
I'm not making fun
that,
of them. I'm just saying.
Maybe all of us were called to do, and the rest of us are falling short and not doing it.
Right.
Think about that. Think about that for just one moment before you make any judgment.
The only issue that, you know, we could call out on the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't believe that Jesus, they will, you'll never hear one say Jesus is Lord. They don't believe in the Trinity.
And I'm sure if we listened to hear how they came to that conclusion,
we would have our own.
Yeah. We would each have our own view on that. And again, thank God we're not God.
Amen to that.
But on one hand, on the other hand,
I'm not here to judge anybody. That's for sure.
We can't. Yeah, exactly. We're not judging at all. Somebody texted in and said, Nikki Jean from Bucks Township on. They said, OMG, Route 115. I almost got two head-ons with people in little cars trying to pass a couple of box vans. No room to stop.
115 is one of the worst. It is.
They
like
just kept going.
The worst. It's horrible. It's horrible because
it's a free for. This is the problem with today's world. Everybody thinks it's a free for all out there. Nobody has any respect for any rules at all. They all think the rules were just made to inconvenience them, and that. And I'm seeing it in so many different aspects of our lives.
Well, the problem, and I think the problem with 115, I mean, you know, if you're going point A to point B, which is 81 to 80, okay, you have two routes. You can take 115 for the full length, which is a shorter distance, or you can go 81, or you could go 115 and hop on the turnpike and take that down to 80. Okay, so now you've got two different routes. One, you can go 70 plus miles an hour on, but it's a little bit longer. The other one, you got to go a shorter distance, but you're stuck at 55 miles an hour, 50 actually, I think it is.
Oh, too bad, so sad. That used to be considered fast.
So decide which place or which route you want to take and take that route, but don't. You know, it's one lane each way with no passing zones on 115, and everybody knows that. So you gotta make your decision and then stick to it.
Somebody said the worst road to with drivers on it in Northeast PA is the one I take.
Route 6 or 940. No,
whichever road I'm on is what they mean. She's very slow today.
I'm really not feeling well.
I have a question for you about sample ballots coming back. Alyssa Fazzaro from the Election Board in Luzerne County on the air with me. You want to say something on this? We're like pre-gaming the primary today, so I'm pre-gaming everything anymore. I think the pre-game idea is a lot of fun.
I don't think we should let anybody call in. No, I'm kidding.
Please call in. Ask whatever you want to ask. Let's have an honest, open conversation for the real people of Northeast PA on WILK AM 103.1 FM on that Odyssey app, AUDACY 570-883-0098. You know this song.
I do.
We heard it endlessly, especially in the 90s, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And I almost got sick of it, but now I have a newfound love for it.
It's you too, right? Is it you too?
I'm kicking it right out of the studio.
I'm so tired.
This is certainly not you too. They're good, but they're not that good. I'm a big U2 fan. Don't you even?
I am too.
Oh, okay. No.
But
it's The Cure.
That's
the thing. The Cure.
That's right.
Here's the thing with The Cure. I think we heard this to nauseating, lengths in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it kind of, to me, it droned on. But now I see it as more of a really Love song.
Yeah.
It's better than I remember it when
what
I
you're saying.
Do hear it.
Because it's not drilled into your brain anymore.
Right.
That's why.
And it's like, oh, this song
is appreciate it more.
So nice. It's Love Song from The Cure. Robert Smith of The Cure celebrating a birthday today. He was born in 1959, 65 years old today. And I believe they're on the road doing some shows as well.
I have always been really bad at attributing songs to people.
I'm bad at usually playing Name That Tune, but I wouldn't go see them in tour because there's a lot of electronic, I think, in that song.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that they can duplicate what they do on stage. No. That is maybe in 2024. I don't know. I wouldn't.
They have those tracks though now.
They're. You know? I don't think they would be as good as a rock band, like a rock band.
You know.
Yeah, like Milli Vanilli. There you go. 570-883-0098. Call or text Alyssa Fazzaro from the Luzerne County Election Board. She is in the studio. Pastor Mitch, thanks for being out there.
Oh, hey, Pastor Mitch.
We appreciate you so much. We sign your names. I'd like to know who you are, or at least give me some idea who you are when you are texting in. It makes it a lot more fun. It makes you so much more real because it is real talk for the real people of Northeast PA. Doug tells me they don't care about lights or stop signs, and that's just here in West Pittston. I have never, ever had a problem driving through West Pittston unless there's a stop sign that I didn't know was there. Maybe that's what he's talking about. You know, so I do okay driving on Doug's roads. I do. Nikki, here's my road rage. Yesterday, 171, a vehicle pulled out from a business right in front of me. I almost flipped my Jeep trying to avoid a collision. There was nobody at all behind me or coming the other direction. If the idiot waited 2 seconds, all could have been avoided. But here's the thing. If he had waited 2 seconds, he would have been behind you. And they have to be first. And so he said, and I cannot wait to see him again. What a jerk, right by Arlo's. Oh, that's where 171 is. All right. I forgot. I'm like, where's 171? I can't remember. No, for some reason today, I think I know what you're talking about now. All right, Lissa.
Yeah.
This question, sample ballots, where can you find them for Luzerne County?
So sample ballots, let me just go on my phone here to make sure I direct people properly. But you can go on the Luzerne County website, which is luzernecounty.org. Okay. And when you get in there, hold on, I'll walk through this with you guys. So Luzerne County, and then go to the left hand, and this is on your phone, okay? I don't know what it looks like. It's
what am I going
pretty
to
much
on,
the same.
On the internet?
So luzernecounty.org.
Okay.
And then you're going to click on the left-hand side. You'll see departments.
L-U-Z.
Luzernecounty.org.
E-R-N.
L-U-Z-E-R-N-E.
County.
County.org.
Well, I just did that and it said this site cannot be reached. What did I do wrong?
I'm at it.
It's just luzernecounty.org.
Yep.
Oh, I had to put the www before it this time.
Okay.
So, a lot of times you don't have to. But if it doesn't work, then you have to put the www before it.
All right. So the drop-down menu on the left, you hit click on departments.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's in the middle of your screen if you're going on a regular computer. Okay. Departments.
Or you can click on menu on the left.
Okay.
And then you click on elections.
Under departments. Then I go to elections, which I have to scroll down a little by alphabetical order, right after drug and alcohol, elections. Doesn't that make sense?
That's great.
Doesn't that make sense? It could make sense if drug, isn't that, wait, drug and alcohol comes after elections too. Only kidding. I'm only joking. It's alphabetical order. Lord, okay, I just clicked on that.
All right, let me see here. Now, this is where I get a little back to
sample
that.
Ballots right there. Sample ballots right. It's right under in the middle on the computer screen.
Okay. So as soon as you kick in there, you're in where you need to be. You're on the elections page.
Ashley Burrow.
There you go. Avoca. Sample ballots, and that's where you can view.
So
your...
you have to find your precinct where you live. You know, if you know the number, if you don't, it. If what happens if I don't know? Like, I just moved to like Bear Creek, and Bear Creek here has, oh my, how could Bear Creek have so many? Alyssa did bring to me, because they made her go get it, my Honey Dudes Vampire Slaying Honey Garlic. So I have it in my hand. I just need a spoon. I need a spoon to get my garlic. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, if you're unsure what district you live in, you can always call the bureau office, and they'll be able to tell you.
Here's another idea. Ask your neighbor.
Yeah,
it's nice. Neighbors can, if your neighbors are friendly. I mean, Bear Creek, sometime out in the woods, they're not that friendly, but sometimes they are. So maybe you can get to know your neighbor this way. Got to go to break. We'll be back with Mike from Bloomsburg on the phone with a... thought on tomorrow's election. This is WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show with Alyssa Fazzaro from the Luzerne County Board of Elections. This may be the reason why when you go out and see a classic rock band playing that you never, or like a classic rock cover band. Do we ever hear anybody? I don't even think I've heard. Oz pulls off a lot of great songs. Like, they do Never Been Any Reason, like, unbelievably, it's so good. Lance Thomas Band does a lot of great, great songs as well. But you never, ever hear anybody covering. Tell me if you've heard a band cover Uriah Heep Stealing. I don't think to my recollection, I haven't. This is Tesla covering it.
Wow.
I don't think they pulled it off so well at the beginning.
Yeah.
I had higher expectations because I've heard Tesla do covers that you're like I Love You by the Climax Blues Band. Tesla does it. Like, I'd rather listen to that than the Climax Blues Band. This one, it's getting better now as they get rocking, but the beginning just wasn't Uriah Heep. Right. I'm sorry. Although, Saturday, Record Store Day, Tesla released a limited edition double LP, Real, R-E-A-L, to Real, R-E-E-L, LP, which has a lot of cover tunes on it. So, and I think it's them live as well doing these, because that's why it's Real, R-E-A-L, to Real, R-E-E-L. I picked Stealing because it's one of my very favorite songs for us to check out. But they also did some Deep Purple, Space Truckin', Walk Away from the James Gang. Good choice right there. Hand Me Down World, The Guess Who, another good tune. I mean, lots of great tunes on here. Covers Thank You from Zeppelin, Rock Bottom from UFO, Honky Tonk Woman from The Stones, Bell Bottom Blues from Derek and the Dominoes, and Dear Mr. Fantasy from Traffic, all on there with Tesla covering them. So if you didn't get your hands on it, you did not. Oz does cover it. I better hear them doing it this Saturday when I'm out at their gig, which I'll have to mention. I have to get all the details on it, but I know it's in Nanticoke and it's a fundraiser for our veterans, Wounded Warriors. So I will get you that information. I'll be back with that in a couple minutes. Mike from Bloomsburg, I think I'm going to put you on hold until I get to the Bloomberg, and we'll talk to you before we hit the... you know I talk too much. You know that by now, Mike. Do you not?
I'm slightly aware of that, yes.
Hold on, my friend. That is why my name is on the show, though. We'll be right back. Hold on. Alyssa Fazzaro is still in the studio from the election board, too. He's got it. He's got the nomination. You might have been watching American Idol, where they announced it, or is that being actually officially announced tonight? But Ozzy Osbourne in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He will be an inductee on October 19th, I believe. Or is that the day? Let me see the whole details. It's not like you're going to go. You don't really care. But Ozzy's getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe you will go because Ozzy's getting in. There's a few others getting in along with him, well overdue. Almost one at least is as much overdue, although it's debatable because some people don't like him either. But we'll talk about that as we do some more music. Now, they tell me Oz does cover Uriah Heep stealing. And then I mentioned that Oz is going to be out this weekend with a fundraiser with the Catholic War Vets. That's at 175 Old Ashley Road, Saturday. This event that they're doing, it's called Let's Act Up Party 3. It's happening this coming Saturday from 10 till 3, Catholic War Vets, helping out the veterans. Food, beer, horseshoes. I haven't played horseshoes in a long time. Oz will be there along with Billy Fink and the Outlaws, and they'll be shaking the money tour there as well with Shaken. So it's going to be a good time. I think I'm going to be out there as well. BYOB, they say, for those of you. Great bands,
where
great
exactly
food.
Is it?
Catholic War Vets Grove.
Okay.
175 Old Ashley Road. Let's Act Up Party 3, helping out the veterans, open to the public.
Cool.
So, sounds good. And your ticket price includes beer, just not alcohol, and food and entertainment. And somebody else told me another band might cover Stealin'. Nikki, the local band Stone Cats from Georgetown played Stealin' by Uriah Heep back in the 90s. Oh, well, we can't go see them now if it was back in the 90s. All right, let's go to Mike from Bloomsburg. Alyssa Fazzaro in the studio from the Luzerne County Election Board. What do you got for me, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to say a couple of things. I love elections.
Well, that makes one of us.
That's because he doesn't live in Luzerne County. He actually lives in Columbia County.
Yeah, right.
Might be a lot better there.
My wife actually works with a bunch of ladies in the precinct that we live in, and the day before she makes all this really, really good food.
Aww.
And then she leaves me alone with it. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm eating her classic cookies and her vintage chicken soup. And
I don't know if she told you, did you hear that I'm sick right now? I really could use some homemade chicken soup in the studio. So if you want to drive.
By the time he gets here, you'll be home sleeping.
I'm just kidding, my friend.
Whenever I feel like I'm coming down with something, she does make that for me. And of course, I sent my wife, well, my future wife, I sent her to wife school before we were married. And the reason I call it vintage soup is because she spent a week with my mother. We lived in Florida at the time, and she came back up to Pennsylvania and spent a week with my parents and learned to cook all the Italian and German dishes. And she has handwritten recipes from almost 50 years ago. So it's a nice thing right now for me to see the stuff that she made that my mother and father made when I was a kid.
Wow.
Very cool. Now, elections.
Yes, quickly.
Yeah, very cool.
Go ahead.
Okay, quickly. I want to ask a question. I'm really into elections, and I was wondering if you noticed any trends running up to this election, like an increase in people registering or an increase in people switching parties or any of those things, just information that I'm curious about.
I did see a post, and I don't know how true it is. I'm going to say that right off the bat, okay? I don't know how true it is. You can check on the state website to find out the truth of it, but I heard that 500,000 people registered in the state of Pennsylvania recently.
New registrations
yes. In Pennsylvania.
I have actually heard that from an official source myself.
But do you know who they are?
I'm assuming, probably a lot of government workers and young kids in college where it's easy to lasso them and get voter registration forms.
And voter registration then does not actually transfer into actual votes.
Right, because if they register and they send in their ballot and they do a mail-in ballot and then we find out that they haven't shown their ID, it'll actually flag that ballot and it'll say that they have to come in for their ID to be shown
before they count it.
Before we count it, yeah.
All right, we got to go to the news. And we'll
okay,
be,
very good. Sounds like you have a mess in the
and we'll be talking. We have more.
We
have more to talk about coming back right after the news. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Always good to hear from
you.
WILK AM.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.